Welcome. It's Tehillim Day, Tehillim Time, Wednesdays at about 10:15. These classes are studied Le'ilu Nishmat Tzadeket, Mrs. Lily Meddeb, Aleh Shalom, Lily Le'abat Virginia, project spearheaded the brainchild of her son, Dr. Rafi Meddeb, Shmireh Wa'el. Today we have a special dedication as well, which we do from time to time. One of our good members, Mr. Alfred Esses, Ovadia Ben Rina, as we speak, is in the operating room under the knife. So we'll learn today's Tehillim, Prince Refuah Shelema, that he should come out successfully, was dedicated by Mr. Eli Eddy. El Narefanalo. El narefanalo, el narefanalo, betoch she'ar holei Yisrael. Amen. Rabotai, we're in chapter 36. Today is a classic. You know, the classic doesn't mean that we know it. I mean, it's not a famous one that we know. You know, nobody has a chapter 36. But when you read the Malbim on it, you see that he really gives us tremendous insights. It's a hashkafic chapter. Gives us ideas, you know, how to look at certain things. Especially this chapter, the theme is the Yetzer Hara that tries to convince a person why it's not kedai, not worthy or worth it to do the mitzvot. The Yetzer Hara, the Malbim will tell us, basically has two claims to try to talk us out of mitzvot performance. Number one, he says, look at the world, there's injustice in the world. Righteous people suffer, and the wicked people prosper, and the world just runs on autopilot, and therefore, you're telling me to do the mitzvot because there's going to be some sort of reward, or don't do avirot because there's going to be punishment, and we see that there is no hashkaha in this world, as if God is not aware of the goings-on in this world, as proof that you see there's a lot of inequity going on. And a result, that's one of the reasons why, you know, the mitzvot really don't bring you to reward. And the avirot don't bring you to punishment. Just look around. There's the shayim that are prospering and the tzaddikim that are suffering. So God must not know what's going on, you know, in the world. True, from time to time, you know, there's a miracle here or there. So that's that's an aberration. You know, you split the sea. Okay, that's a once in a lifetime. But after that, he goes back upstairs and there's no reward and punishment. That's basically one of the claims. The other claim is that the mitzvot, what is their benefit in general? What is the benefit of shaking a lulav? What is the benefit of not wearing sharpness? A lot of these mitzvot, we really don't understand them anyway. So, you know, if God is our doctor, as it says in the Torah, Ani Hashem Rofecha, we don't understand the prescription. So the Rashad comes along and says, what benefit is these things over there? Why should you have to perform them? So again, his claim is two claims. Number one, from the fact that you see there's no hashkaha in this world, at least in the Rashad's eyes. And you also see he doesn't see a benefit in performance of the mitzvot. So the chapter will be, we're going to read it with Malbim today. It's a straight up Malbim class. If you have the Tehillim in front of you and you do have Pirusha Malbim, I'll try to read it with you to try to get through it. Again, some chapters we just pick a pasuk and we talk about a theme. Other chapters, I think it's important to get, if there's a common theme throughout the whole chapter, like this one definitely has, I think we have to take that road. L'mnaseach le'eved Hashem le'David. David HaMelech refers himself to Eved Hashem, the servant of Hashem. L'mnaseach, I will explain it over here, to the victor. L'mnaseach melashon le'natseach, to be victorious. David HaMelech is discussing over here how the Eved Hashem is victorious over the claims that the Yetzer Hara has. Ne'um Pesha. Ne'um is a speech. Ne'um, or says. So says the Pesha. Who is the Pesha? The Yetzer Hara. Ne'um Pesha Larasha Bekerev Libi. So this is the Ne'um Pesha. We'll say it like this. This is the Ne'um Pesha. That's the name of the speech. Ne'um Pesha. It's the I have the English over here. I might as well use the nice words over here. The words of transgression. And who says these words? La Rasha. Who's the Rasha? The Yetzer Hara. And where does he say it? Bekerib libi. He says it inside. That's the voice that you hear in your head. The Tiana is always inside of you. And what does he say? En pachad Elohim leneged enav. He does not have pachad Elohim. He does not have the fear of God in front of him. And Malbim says the reason why you would have pachad is because of onish, because of punishment. But when he comes along and sees that there's a bunch of nishayim that don't do any of the mitzvot and they're living the life of Riley, so he says, why should I have pachad? If I see that God really doesn't care what a person does, and the proof is that you see righteous people suffering and wicked people prospering, so therefore the Rasha says, "En pachad Elohim." I have no pachad Elohim. I have no pachad Elohim means judgment. I have no pachad of the judgment, because you could do the mitzvot and still get judgment. So therefore, why should I do the mitzvot? Ela what? Everything is random. So therefore, why do the mitzvot and still get punished anyway? So therefore, I might as well just not do it. So he has no fear that sin will bring to retribution. En pachad Elohim. Leneged enav, he has the regular pachad that everybody has in this world. There might be an earthquake, there might be a volcano, there might be natural things, which is the regular anxiety that everybody has. But pachad Elohim, he doesn't connect what happens in this world as a result of sin. He looks at it as chance and happenstance. You know, olam kimenago holech. There's natural things. By the way, they do statistics on these things. They'll tell you how many people get hit by a car every year, and how many people fall off the balcony, and how many people get sick. The statistics, everything is statistics. In pachad Elohim, he doesn't relate that to a reason that pachad Elohim. Furthermore, the Malbim's lashon over is, and I'm quoting it here: Yeshne deot. Yesh omrim she'inyan haTorah v'haMitzvah is like a king that commands his eved, do this and do this. And don't ask, just do it, because I said. That's the Tzunah Boreh. And some explain that, no, you do the mitzvah because God's like a doctor, the mitzvot will ultimately be to your benefit. He goes against both of those claims. First of all, why should you be afraid to do the mitzvot? He's not going to punish you anyway. And secondly, what is the benefit? Those are the two things. Ne'um pesha, the talk of transgression, he says, telling you why you should transgress. La Rasha, to the Yetzer Hara, Bekerib Libi, he says this inside,